tell me again where we're going.
We're going to IU.
And then where you're going to be in 6 months.
This is Belle Ruiz. We've been good friends for years, and right now we're driving to IU, her home, starting this fall.
Sad to be leaving you guys, not sad to be leaving Carmel. To be honest.
Is it really weird that to be graduating, like having working, like having, have worked so hard and then now all of it's over?
Yeah, but I've been kind of ready for college. It's, high school is kind of long. Too long. 4 years too long.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss you guys too.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit.
In a very short time from now, hundreds of thousands of teenagers from across the nation will be donning their caps and gowns and making the leap into the next chapter of their lives. To some, graduation can be scary. To others, it's exciting. 4 years of hard work finally paying off. For WHJE, I'm Alex Cruikshanks, and this is An Inside Perspective, with a piece for all those seniors preparing to say their final goodbyes.
I am Jake Lutz, and I am a senior. To me, being a senior, it's like a whole school year of just lasts, and it's hard to ignore that you know that like what you're doing is kind of the last time that you're going to get to do it, whether it's performances or even like some yearly presentation that you have to give for a class that you hate. You know, you're still kind of like, man, I'm never going to have to do that again, and that could be great, or that could be like, oh no. It's crazy. It's going by so fast. It doesn't make sense to me. And I've talked about that where like, I just can't believe that it seems so far and so near at the same time. But it's crazy. It honestly feels like I've never lived a life other than high school. So I would definitely say that like, this has been a long journey for me, especially with switching schools and stuff like that. But then at the same time, like I can still remember a lot of my freshman year and, you know, it's kind of like, wow, like, have I really even changed that much? And I hope I have. I'm excited to shake John Williams' hand for the last time. And like, it's going to be an out of body experience, man. I really don't know how it's going to feel. I probably won't understand it. Like, it'll probably feel like nothing when it's happening. And then like afterwards, it'll be like, whoa, like that all just, I'm done. Like, I'm not a high schooler anymore. I do not belong to CHS.
Kevin McDonough, a school counselor. Well, I think students are filled with both excitement as far as the, you know, looking forward to college next fall, but also obviously they're looking back at all their years of education, K through 12, probably with a little bit of sadness, just reminiscing on the memories with their classmates. But I would say they're probably more excited about what they're looking forward to in the future.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you know about this infamous senioritis?
Well, I mean, when they're coming to the end of the road and they're seeing what they have to look forward to, sometimes some students struggle with, you know, finishing out. They're already looking forward and you know, not wanting to necessarily, you know, finish out strong. But I don't think our students struggle with that immensely. I mean, I think a lot of our students do a good job of finishing out strong on their classes. A lot of students that are in AP courses know that they have to, you know, finish those courses in order to do well on the AP exams. And so I don't want to say it's a myth, but I don't think it's as strong as some students or some people think that it is.
Senioritis is me not turning in 8 annotated bibliographies that were due like 2 days ago. Yeah, it's just like, all you can think about is graduating. And so you know, when you've got the college, like you've made your decision, you're pretty much ready to go. Like you have all your ducks in a row. It's so hard. It is so hard to concentrate.
I feel like it went a little bit further than senior year for me. It started like end of junior year. So I just started doing a little less and a little less than I had before. And I wish I didn't. I wish I kind of kept and stuck through it, but it did happen. So I think the only thing that you can really do to fight off is know what you're doing it for and what your future holds for you, and that you need to keep pushing to get into where you want to get for college and for your future life and successfulness and everything. Hi, I'm Jaden Miller, and I'm a senior at Carmel High School. It's just weird to think about how much different it's going to be after graduation and how much is going to change. Like, it's real life now. It's kind of crazy, because I've been doing the school thing, the regular school, for so long that this new college thing is going to be a lot different, so I'm kind of nervous about that. Like, I don't know what's going to happen going on, but I'm just going to go through it and make new experiences and meet new people, and it's going to be awesome, so. I feel like it's going to be really cool because it's like all my peers around me just seeing how much we've done as a group and just this whole group going and getting past this chapter in life and just showing how you've impacted this high school and everything. It's just going to be awesome, I think.
To my graduating class, it's crazy to look at the pictures of them, to check our names and realize that, like, I've known so many of these people since, like, we were little. And it's crazy to see, like, them all dressed up and, like, adults and stuff like that. Like we're real human beings now. And to everyone else, like, yeah, high school has its parts that, like, really suck. And everyone's going to go through that. But when you look back at the end, you're more than likely going to be like, wow, I'm going to miss this. So find, and if you don't have anything, like, find something that you're going to miss. Like, find something extracurricular or a group of friends to hang out with or something like that. Because if you spend 4 years just walking around this school, especially at a school like this, which offers so much, if you really somehow walk around this school for 4 years and you don't find anything, I personally think that you're going to look back and have a lot of regrets. So find something to miss. And as much as it sounds weird to set yourself up for heartbreak, I think it's more worth it in the end.
Do you have any parting words for the class of 2018? Any words of wisdom?
Well, I would just say, you know, take advantage of these last several weeks, those last couple months of school. You know, just soak it all in. You know, this will be the last time that they have with their classmates that they've been with for so long. And then don't forget to come back and see us here at Carmel.
For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks with an inside perspective. For more of an inside perspective and lots of other great podcasts, visit our website at WHJE.com. And one last message for the class of 2017. Thank you for the advice you have given and the times you have shared.